Psalm 92. Psalm 92. We're going to talk about a good thing. I like good things. Y'all like good things? Not very many of you, I can tell. Who likes a bad thing? Psalm 92. Going to read a passage here, and you can see what I'm talking about. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work, and I will triumph in the work of thy hands. Today I will talk about a good thing. A good thing. What does he say a good thing is? It's a good thing to do what? To give thanks to the Lord. See? Carter, get that. He's like, he's my hero back there. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Read it with me. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. All right? Listen, it's a good thing to give thanks. Thanks. I love it. Question is, what is a good thing? Well, the answer is giving thanks. What do you suppose that is? I got some ideas as to why I think it's a good thing to give thanks. What does giving thanks do? Well, first of all, it displays gratitude. It displays gratitude. Giving thanks shows others what you think of them. It's a witness to those around you. All right? I like to give thanks. I like to thank all kind of people for everything. I thank you for the hat. I like hats. I got a collection of hats on the wall in my office at home. I hang my hats up there, and each day I grab one off and pull it off when I need to go out and I'm too lazy to brush my hair. I can put a hat on and not worry about it. Brother Roy doesn't have to worry about that anyway, so it's okay. Listen, I like that. And it shows people what you value when you give thanks. Giving thanks to the Lord. I tell you what, God wants to be appreciated. Anybody here like to be appreciated? Just raise your hand if you like being appreciated. Two of you. Okay, that's good. It's okay. Listen, I like to be appreciated. If you haven't noticed, I like to give candy to kids. I give candy to kids all the time. I think if a kid's walking around with a sucker in their mouth and sticks coming out, that's a good sign for me. It's also a good sign for the American Dental Association. I like to give candy to the kids. She's got one now. Look. And I like to do it. I like to give it to them. I do it at our church so much that the kids will come up and they'll say, "Candy?" And I'll reach in my pocket and I'll pull something out, hand it to one of them. And I love giving it away. It's fun. My dad used to do it to the little kids, and I do it now. Now, and the little kids, I noticed that the little kids, they'll come up and they'll take a piece. And you know what I really like? When they say, "Thank you. Thank you." And if they don't say it, the parents will stop them and say, "You better say thank you." What do you say? You say, "Thank you." Now, sis, my mom and dad taught me this when I was a little kid. Whenever somebody gives you something, you always say, "Thank you." It's gratitude. And the Bible tells us to display gratitude. I love giving it to the kids. I'm going to ask you today, has God done anything for you this week? Huh? Couple of you? And you'd like to stand up and say thank you today. Who wants to stand up and thank the Lord for what he's done for you this week? Come on. Not everybody at once. Just one at a time. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you bestowed on me.
Yes.
And this church body and my family and all of us.
Yeah. He's been good. Maybe he's been good to somebody else. Go ahead, Arlene. You're next.
Come on, Arlene.
You know, I look around. Oh, shoot, Scott. I look around. You have to remember, Ben Gurin, there was two of us. And I look around and see all the faces now. And Fred likes to call us a bunch of misfits that fit together. And then I see God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's because of my church. It's because of these people.
Yeah.
Misfits.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for our misfits.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm included.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so free and free.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I was just sitting here being thankful that I'm here. Yeah.
I've
traveled the country. I've been a lot of places. I've lived in several places. And I was a dream that I didn't even know how deep it was to live in Alaska, and I'm loving it.
Yeah. Amen. Preacher talked about preaching in the capital of
Manila.
I'm preaching today in the capital of Craig. So I feel privileged to be here. It is a privilege to be here, you know. It's a privilege to be here. I feel privileged. I've got to stand behind this pulpit all week, and every day but Friday. And it's good. I've had a good time. But it's displaying gratitude. It's a good thing to give thanks, to display gratitude. Now, and it's a good thing. It displays gratitude and it extends his glory. Giving thanks extends the glory of God. To sing praises means to celebrate. Singing celebrates. Listen, you don't have to sing well to sing to God. Yeah, that's right. I sat next to the preacher this week, and I can tell you, you don't have to sing well to sing to God. All right? God enjoys when his people sing to him. All right? And if you're here today and you're just like, well, I don't like to sing, sing anyway. You're not, listen, I'm not singing for you. I'm not singing for him. I'm singing for him. Okay? We sing to God. And when we sing, it extends his glory. We're not, and don't just sing anything. He wants you to sing praise. So what is praise? Praise is an extension of thanksgiving. So when we thank him and then we praise him. Any of you guys ever been a coach of a little kid's team? Huh? I know Kevin has. Yeah, you have. Yeah, I remember when I was, when my kids were younger and I was a rec league coach. That means we're not going to win awards. We're just going to go outside and kick the soccer ball. And I'd have those little kids out there, and they'd be kicking soccer balls. And some of the kids would be good, and most of them would just stand there, and they didn't know what to do, Rick. And little girls just stand there like a statue. I was like, go run after the ball. And they'd just stand there like a statue. I'm like, oh, okay, well, whatever. And I had to learn how to motivate them. So I used candy and snacks and stuff. And I was telling them the other day, one time when we were, the kids were little, when Tori was little, all the kids were little, I would be their coach. And we would stick the boys and the girls together because I had Tori and her younger brother, well, the oldest brother now, but they were close in age, so I'd put them on the same team. And they said, you can't do that. I said, I'm the coach. I'll do what I want. Leave me alone. So I'd put them together, and they'd practice together, and they'd play together, and they were always together. And one time during the year while they were practicing, I would take the team, and we'd go to Dairy Queen and get ice cream for everybody that showed up for practice. Who said that? Amen. Praise the Lord. And the kids were tickled to death. So were the parents and the people from Dairy Queen. They liked me too. And I would take them, and they'd get ice cream, and they loved it, and I motivated them through food. Food's a good motivator, I'll tell you what. At the end of the season, Coach always bought pizza for everybody on the team. And so one year at the end of the season, they said, now we're going to have pizza, whether we win or lose, right? I said, yeah. This one little kid, he was really good. He could outplay anybody else on any other team. You know what he said, Albert? Well, let's just throw the game and get to the pizza early. I said, well, I wouldn't really want to have mine, but I guess you could do that. We ended up winning, but it was fun. Listen, praise is an extension of thanksgiving. And you find out what really motivates the kids, and you use that. And the same thing, God uses things to motivate us. Have you noticed that? Yeah, I've been motivated while I've been here. There have been a couple of days that it rained all day, all right? But then yesterday, I got confused because when I got up, it was supposed to rain all day, and I got up and I looked outside and the sun was out, so I grabbed my camera and I took off down the road so I could take some pictures of that island that's off the side of the highway there, and I stopped at the island to take pictures, and as I'm taking pictures, it started raining. I thought, oh, wait a minute, that's not fair, you know? And so I stopped taking pictures for a little bit, and then I came back, and I thought, well, I'll just go inside because it's raining. And then I came inside, and it started, the sun came out again. Talk about confused. I thought, Lord, what are you trying to do? Listen, the Lord will allow things to come in our lives sometimes to motivate us. What's that? That's exactly what that is. He will motivate us to praise him. Okay? I've been motivated this week to praise the Lord all week long. I give God praise. We give God praise for what he does. You say, why do you say that? Because by giving thanks, it displays gratitude and it extends his glory. How does it extend his glory? When I tell people, Arlene, what God has done for me, I'm not pointing to me that I've done something good. I'm pointing to him. Listen, you don't have to be a number one soul winner to get people saved. You know what you have to do? You guys have got to point to Jesus. Yeah, Jesus said, listen, lift me up and I'll draw all men unto me. So all we have to do is lift him up. Our job is to extend his glory. So by giving thanks, we extend his glory. Not only that, giving thanks promotes his grace. Notice it says, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. Daily, we see the grace of God in our lives. How do you see his grace? Where'd you go today? Did you make it here safely today? Huh? Did you get here safe? God took care of you, didn't he? Does God take care of you through the week? Hey, you ought to say yes. With these kids driving on the road, it scares me to death. Yeah, my kids start driving on the road, it scared me to death. And I would tell people, I'm going to pray for you because my kids have started driving now. And I know what that's like. Listen, it's scary out there sometimes. It's scary out in the world. I get scared sometimes. I say, you're big. Yeah, I get big scared. Yeah, I get big scared. God has been good to this boy. I don't know how God's treated you, but by the looks of it, some of you all are doing pretty good today. God has been good to all. But God's been good to you, Fred. I can tell. He look at him. He's almost smiling today. Yeah, I can tell. Fred came over and talked to me this morning. I liked it. It was great. Listen, giving thanks displays gratitude. It extends his glory. It promotes his great. And listen, it proves his protection. He says, to show forth thy faithfulness every night. Have you ever realized that we live under the protection of the Father? We live under his protection. Psalm chapter 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. Listen, I've driven down back and forth along this road out here. I don't know if it's called the highway. I don't know what you call it. I work for ODOT, and we have state roads and county roads and township roads. And I don't know what this road is out here, but they made it really well. I can tell that much. But I see that road, and as I go along this road, there's signs up that says that sometimes rocks fall. You ever seen that sign? Has a picture of rocks coming off the hill. And I, every time I drive through, I say, oh, Lord, don't let the rocks fall today. You know, I don't want rocks to fall on me. I didn't want them to fall on Arlene's car, but I'd rather have it fall on Arlene's car than Tori's car. So I drove Arlene's car while the ladies at the retreat. And I'm driving that car back and forth saying, Lord, please don't let the rocks fall down. I don't want them to fall today. Today'd be a bad day for those rocks to fall, Lord. And I'd drive out there and I'd take some pictures. Then I'd drive back and see rock. And I'd see off to the side, rocks do fall. But they didn't fall on me. Thank you, Lord, that the rocks didn't fall. You say, you're being crazy. I may be so, but I'm being honest with you. I thank God for his protection in my life. He has led me up here. Now, there is no way in the world I would have ever come up here on my own. I did not know this island existed a few years ago. I will tell the story sometime on Tori about when she wasn't sure she wanted to come. I told her, I said, you got to call that lady that runs that pharmacy. She said, oh, I'm not going to call her. I don't even know her. I said, I looked her up on the internet, and I found her number, and I found where she's at, and I found all kind of information about her. She said, I'm not going to call her. I said, you ought to call her. She said, I don't want to do that, Dad. I said, if you don't call her, I will. Guess what, Julie? She called you. Huh? You texted her, and you talked on the phone for like 3 hours. And I said, look, and after that, and she came, and she went, and she came, and she said, when she came up here, she said, I'll come home in about 5 years. And guess what this year is? This is year number 5. And guess what she's not going to do? She's not coming to my home because she's in her home. Home changed. Things change. Giving thanks proves the protection of God. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. I want you to look at this passage with me, if you would, in the book of John. Some background, Jesus has been traveling through with his disciples, and they passed through Samaria. Now, understand what Samaria is. Samaria is a portion in the land of Israel where some people live that the disciples don't like. You say, why is that? That's because they're prejudiced. You ever meet any prejudiced people? There are certain groups of folks they just don't like. And it's not because they've done anything, but they've been taught not to like certain folks. And so when they go to Samaria, Jesus knows who he's going to meet that day. He's going to meet a woman that they wouldn't like. So he sends the disciples off and says, hey, I want you guys to go to town. I got something I got to do today. And they're like, all right, whatever, Jesus. And so Jesus goes to a well, and he meets a woman coming out to get water. Now, it's noon. People don't go to the well at noon because that's the hottest part of the day. I've been to Israel twice, planning to go back this fall with your pastor if they'll let us. I read in the paper that they're letting people back in, so I'm anxious to get there. They said, would you go to Israel right now? I said, I sure would, because they only attack the people that live there. They don't attack the tourists, because tourists bring money. So it's okay, I get it. In the hot part of the day is noon, and nobody would go to get water in the hot part of the day unless there was a reason for it. She had a reputation. And I'm sure she had heard it from all the other women around. Oh, I know who you are. So the best time to go get water is when nobody else is there. So she goes to the well to get water, and I've asked our pastor many times, hey, can we go to that well? I would like to go to Jacob's well. And he said, no, it's in a bad neighborhood, and you don't want to go there because they'll kill you. I said, okay, let's stay away. That's fine. And picking up in verse 9, it says, the woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Listen to this. For the Father seeketh such to worship. He's looking for people to worship him. He is still looking today for people to worship him. How do you worship somebody? By telling them, thank you. Thank you. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Listen, in your Bibles, just underline that thing. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. God's looking for worshipers. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So it's a good thing for us to give thanks. It's a good thing for those around us to hear us give thanks. So make sure those around you today know that you're thankful. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to give thanks. Be thankful today. Tell God thank you. Tell him thanks for something. Tell somebody else thank you. This week when you're out and about, thank people. If they do something nice for you, say thank you. I used to watch a TV show when I was a kid. It's not on anymore. His name was Captain Kangaroo. You remember Captain Kangaroo? He kind of looked like the pastor, actually. He did. He wore those bibbed overalls and stuff. Captain Kangaroo, Mr. Green Jeans. And at the end of the show, last thing he'd say, remember, say please and thank you. Today, tell God thank you. Let's pray. God, we thank you today.